and welcome back to the TTOT, where Tani Talks OT, the show where we talk the thought of the day from a pediatric occupational therapist your way. OT standing for occupational therapy, of course, also standing for overtime, doing it aside from the regular day job working for the city, and hopefully on target topics, ideas that come and reach you that hopefully apply to you or your family or people you know. Sometimes talking different topics, just thinking about what comes to the mind for the day. We've talked about homework the other day and how heavy the knapsacks are. I'm curious to hear what you think about the idea of school dress code. So my three kids, Baruch Hashem, thank God, are in school, the 2-, 4-, 6-year-old. So in kindergarten and younger, there is no official school dress code. For the girly, we usually send her in pants or a long sleeve or a short sleeve shirt. Not actually in shorts because it's not that kind of weather now in the fall. And our son really, really likes short sleeve shirts. Really likes the shorts in the summer. He loved that dress code of the shorts and the short sleeve shirts in the summer. Now that it's getting a little cold, it's a little bit of a struggle with him to agree to the pants to begin with, and the long sleeve shirts he really doesn't like. He rolls them up pretending that they're short sleeves, and a lot of the stuff are in the laundry right now, so he can't have his short sleeve shirts back. That was not so cool. But today, thank God, he agreed to a long sleeve shirt, providing that he was allowed to roll it all the way up. Hopefully they roll it back down at school. Even in the kindergarten last year, our oldest was allowed to wear whatever he wanted. You know, granted, it was, you know, pants and a shirt, short sleeve or long sleeve. And for girls, they want to see, you know, skirts or pants or whatnot, and the short sleeve shirts. But in first grade, they start with a dress code. So they like the short sleeve shirt. I believe there's no tank top or shorts allowed for the girls. I think it has to be a skirt on the bottom, and I think a short sleeve or long sleeve shirt, I believe, on the top. I'm not sure at this point. The oldest one is in the official school in the neighborhood, the boy. And for him, he has to wear real pants and a collar shirt. So it could be a short sleeve collar shirt. We do a 3-button down. He could also obviously wear like a full shirt, fully buttoned down, but he does not like that. He doesn't like buttons to begin with for some reason. The kids don't like buttons, all of them. But when it comes to the dress code, interestingly, they want to see the collared shirt. So we got him, we looked with him. A lot of times when we buy the new clothing for the kids, we show them, because you can't just buy anything for them. They're not gonna, you know, wear it. They are a little bit particular, and that's okay. So we go through them, we show them what we want to get. Oh, look, buddy, do you want this in size 6? You're gonna be size 6 soon. Right now he's in 5T. The middle kid also moved to 5T, even though one is 6 and one is 4. And for the 5T, I had to show him every shirt and the pants and all the pajamas. In 4T, he went to the same pajamas for 5T. But for the dress code for the oldest, so we went and we found on Amazon, of course, through different companies, the 3-button-down shirt. I got him one in green and one in white and one in blue, one in light blue, and a few in short sleeve shirt, a few in long sleeve shirt. And of course, most of them are in the laundry right now. So he has the long sleeve or the short sleeve. And for the pants, they don't like jeans anymore. They want them to look like a real, you know, school kid, a school child. So they want them to wear like you know, the children's paste type of clothing, or the Carter's pants, where it's like a button on the pants or the strings, and then it's a nice full collar down. Sometimes it has pockets, sometimes not the cargo pants type of thing, just the nice regular pants, not jeans though. They don't want to see jeans. And that's the dress code. I know a lot of schools, especially Jewish private schools, have an actual uniform, not just a dress code, where you have to wear this skirt, you have to wear this shirt for a girl dress, and for a boy, you have to wear this shirt, you have to wear this pants. So we don't have that. By us, there's a little more flexibility. It just has to be the overall theme of a collar shirt and regular pants, which I kind of like. I don't like when a kid has to be forced to wear the same thing every day. I understand the concept, uniformity of a uniform for everybody wearing the same thing for, you know, tzniyos and modesty. I understand that. But here, you know, we can allow the modesty while allowing still some personal expression, individualistic expression, which I like, that you could choose whatever type of shirt, whatever type of pants, whatever type of skirt, whatever type of shirt. So you could still have the modesty, but still have allow individual expression. I think a lot of problems when there is uniformity, especially in private schools, when you're forced to wear one thing, everyone's forced to wear the same thing, then nobody stands out, which is obviously the point. And so some level, but then everybody feels that they're lacking individual expression. So what are they going to do? You know, what can they do to stand out? Kids are finding themselves throughout the years. They might not feel like they could have the expression. I'm curious to hear if you have kids, or you have friends who have kids, or you have nephews or nieces or cousins, do they send to school? Is there a uniform in the public school? Is there a uniform if they sent to private school? I know in our school, I think there is a school. You don't have to wear a school uniform, but if you have a uniform, a dress code, I think it's blue with khaki maybe, or different schools in the public school that I've seen, they do have a certain dress code where they like there to be maybe white on top, blue on the bottom, but they don't make it because a lot of kids didn't wear it. But there's a difference between a uniform that's required, you have to wear this, or a dress code that's suggested, this is what you could wear, this is what the guidelines are, this is what you like to see. I'm curious. Hit me up at MaximumTEE@yahoo.com. Feel free, questions, comments, suggestions, or if you want to post about this, we could always talk about it next time. Any comments received? If you see a uniform, do you like a uniform? Do you think it's good to have a uniform? Is it, you know, required? Is it necessary? Or is it nicer to have a dress code of what kids have to wear, but there are guidelines of flexibility what they can wear? Like in my son's school, God willing, the other kids' school, as they get older, again, they wear the, you know, the shirt on top and then the pants on the bottom, and for the girl, the dress and the shirt. Let me know. Give me the comments and the suggestions. Tell me what you think. This is the TTOD, where we talk a thought of the day, TOTD, in some minutes your way. And I'm your host, Tani.